Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are joined once again by Paloma Capana, attorney at law. She sent me this cryptic text the other day. She said, and now for something completely different. And then she dropped a name, and I've just been sitting here scratching my follicle-free head. Paloma.
Hi, Bill. Yes, I think even that one was a little bit too cryptic. I put name across your phone and said, my newest rabbit hole.
Well, I completely enjoyed it, though. I certainly did. So, and now give us a little fill-in on this guy. What is this guy? What is his claim to fame? How does he tie in? Because you've been doing a lot of stuff concerning January 6th.
I have. I have been full-time on January 6th since January 6th was taking place. So the newest man I'd like to introduce you to, I have nicknamed the Molotov Man. His name is Lonnie Leroy Kaufman, and he arrived in Washington, D.C. in his red pickup truck a full week before January 6th, and he just drove around the Capitol and lived out of his truck for about a week. At one point, he goes to the home of Senator Ted Cruz, and he calls Senator Cruz's office and says, hey, I'd like to set up a meeting with the senator, which the staff finds a little bit odd. They do record that. They do make mention of it to law enforcement. But on the morning of January 6th at 9:15 a.m., the Molotov Man drives his pickup truck to the 300 block of First Street Northeast in Washington, D.C. Now, coincidentally, he's parking the truck across the street from the RNC headquarters building. The side of the street that he is on is the Capitol Metro stop. Kitty corner of where he parked his truck is the Cannon House office building, which houses the office of Speaker Pelosi and other members of Congress. And also across the street, going in the opposite direction, is the Longworthy House office building where the rest of the members of Congress have their offices. So this is a pretty dicey intersection that he picks to park his truck at 9:15 a.m. on the morning of January 6th and leave it unattended, walking away to the Capitol alone by himself. Now, in the charging document, it's a total cliffhanger, and I don't know that the DOJ is ever going to tell us what he did all day long, except that in one of the documents they mention, he was noticed standing with a group of individuals near the Capitol. Note, I don't know what time that was, and note that they don't include that photograph in their document. But Kaufman is the guy who had a truck full of guns, ammunition, crossbow, smoke sticks, and a cooler full of Molotov cocktails that he was kind enough to lace with melted styrofoam. He is not facing any charges in connection with January 6th.
Really?
Really.
Did he get arrested?
He did get arrested at 6:30 that night. He pulled up in a sedan vehicle driven by an unidentified woman, and asks law enforcement how he can get back to his truck. Because in the meantime, by the way, there were a couple of bomb scares and a little bit of activity in Washington. And his perimeter had been set up, and they ask him to get out of the vehicle. He gets out of the vehicle. He's got a loaded handgun in his right pocket, a loaded handgun in his left pocket, and they take him into custody.
This is in D.C. This is in D.C.
This is in D.C. This is in D.C.
Even a
man from Alabama, right, needs to know. I think every American gun owner knows you cannot simply carry guns into D.C.
No.
Right.
They have reciprocity with nobody, right? They do have permits now.
Correct.
But they don't have reciprocity with anybody.
Well, and they're still on the, you know, you really shouldn't take this out of your house attitude.
Well, you know, they can have the attitude all they want. They got slapped around by a court. They've got certain rules they got to live by now. And we got that Supreme Court thing coming up, so very shortly they're going to be bleeding out of their ears. But back to this particular pilgrim.
Yeah.
So this guy was caught with guns on him, carrying guns on him, driving around a van load of Molotov cocktails like he was the DoorDash guy for the Molotov cocktail.
Right.
And he got charged with nothing.
He got charged only concerning the Molotov cocktails, the firearms, and the ammunition. He's been in jail ever since. And by the way, he's on the U.S. DOJ website for January 6th defendants. But they have no charges against him concerning January 6th. Nor are they revealing to us any information about what he did on January 6th. And it gets a little bit deeper. So that kind of tweaks me a bit. So I get into the PACER computer system. Now, the way this thing works, when an attorney files a paper electronically in a case that's pending, PACER automatically numbers that document in accordance with what's been submitted in the case. The document 1, 2, 3, 4, and so forth. In the case of Mr. Coffer, there are numbers completely missing from the PACER system. There's no 12, there's no 15, 16, 17, or 18. I have never seen missing numbers. You do sometimes get a numbered document under seal by court order, and the federal rules provide for that. These documents have to exist because on May 27th, the judge denied Mr. Coffer's attorney's effort to try to get him freed from prison pending trial. And she actually talks about those documents. But they were filed by U.S. DOJ. And oh, by the way, it concerns the fact that he's been on the FBI radar since 2014.
So,
are you following this?
I'm following it.
So
Have you ever read the old Superman comic books?
No.
No. Back in the old Superman comic books day, there was this like Bizarro Superman, which was a parallel universe Superman that was a complete dolt. But he had Superman's powers. He just, you know, was adult. And this is what America sounds like today, especially law enforcement, especially the way they're doing things right now in Washington, D.C., concerning the non-event that was January the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're coming up on the first break, Paloma. And
already? Oh, my goodness.
This is the drama of live radio. And you've got a book out, which I suspect you're probably going to put another book out, part two, part three, part four. So tell everybody how to find part one.
Sure. Go to 2ampatriot.com, where you will find my book about the events of January 6th, all of which is still true. So boy, was I on the money. And yes, there's lots of blogs to try to keep you up to date with every rabbit hole I go up and down out of.
Trying to get Paloma to come on here on a regular basis. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. She tries to explain this upside-down world we live in. Are you trying to explain? I mean, is there any explanation for this? Is it more like you're just doing the reveal?
Well, I can give you a couple more touch points about Kaufman, but... You know, where it's actually going for me is that the contours of the chaos of January 6th are actually starting to sharpen up. That's the good news.
Right.
Is that, you know, we're now sort of at the end of October, and just by way of the nature of the flow of the calendar year in America and litigation and how attorneys behave and so forth, pretty much every day now I could be writing individual blogs in terms of all of the research that I'm doing on things that are breaking open. So where there are small cracks, you know, I'm dropping dynamite down the fissures. That's my job, is to try to blow things open, because with 20 years in on the subject of domestic terrorism post 9/11 Patriot Act, I can actually connect dots. So I'm in kind of a unique position, which is nice. It's making me feel less unstable, I think, than most of America right now.
Just a question. Can you practice law in South Carolina?
I could, with permission of the court, yes. Right. I've been
we'll have to check.
For nearly 30 years. And
we'll have to check.
Admissions through the United States Supreme Court, where I've twice submitted, been selected.
If something ever happens, you get a call like at 3 a.m. Just look at you, Mr. Capana, and tell him it's nothing. It's just a client wannabe. Okay, let me take the call. I'm sorry, honey.
Oh, I get calls every week, Bill. My voicemail says that I'm not currently accepting clients, but the calls still come. I appreciate. But I'm on sabbatical and focused on the policy side of January 6th. Until the point if bills like House Bill 350 actually pass and there is a federal crime of domestic terrorism, then I'm probably, you know, a year or two off to being back to practice full time. Because that I would not be able to stand and just look at. Especially not, you know, when I'm looking at someone like Kaufman, for example, among the strangeness, there's no transcripts for his court appearances except for one. That's another complete abnormality. I mean, I have enjoyed the luxury since January 6th of going in and out of transcripts for months on many cases. You should see my monthly Pacer bill, because you do actually have to pay. You know, 10 cents a page doesn't sound like much until you start doing large-scale research, and there's 685 defendants, right? But with Kaufman, they don't have transcripts of appearances for his arraignment, his detention hearing, March 17, April 21, or May 27. But there's just nothing. There's simply this note in the Pacer that there were actually appearances. But let me tempt you a little further with this whole 2014 business. So I actually had to do a bit of research on this one. The judge mentions in 2014 the FBI put Kaufman on their radar because he was at Camp Lone Star in Brownsville, Texas. 2014 is a really interesting year in American culture because militia at the border doing patrol and the conversation of does militia supplement law enforcement or make it more confusing? Does it scare the town folks to see someone actually, you know, walking by with a firearm openly that they can see during the daylight? And at Camp Lone Star, you've got Rusty's Rangers and a guy named Kevin Lindell Massey as the head of that particular group. Massey becomes somewhat of his own figure, M-A-S-S-E-Y. Go ahead and Google it, y'all. He actually dies at the end of 2019 after skipping out on probation after some imprisonment for firearms charges. But you also see running around in there the American Patriots and the Southwest Desert Militia. And why these things are running around in relationship to Kaufman is because this guy has handwritten notes and addresses and phone numbers in his truck, in his wallet, sitting at home on his desk. And if you do just enough reading, including hitting some of the Dallas, Texas newspapers, and then you do a little bit of reading in some of the Michigan newspapers, where am I back to? I'm back to the kidnapping plot of the governor of Michigan.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. So 12 FBI agents initiate the plot to kidnap the governor of Michigan. There's also discussions about whether they should just put her in a boat in the middle of a lake and leave her there, blow up a bridge, right? Mm-hmm. All kinds of drama in the planning stages of the FBI's strange imagination on how to entrap these militia members. And some of those same contacts from Camp Lone Star in 2014 wind their way into the FBI purview concerning Governor of Michigan. So we really are starting to see that my original theory that January 6th was an FBI operation gone completely shit out of control, like fat shit out of control. You know what that is? That's like the girl is like, I can't believe this. I don't have words left.
Well, that's incredible. You know, I get the incredulousness out. Yeah.
sorry. But it becomes so fascinating when you realize there's multiple FBI handlers with problems with their people, like Jeremy Michael Brown, like Proud Boy, number two in command, Benice Enrique Tarrio, on January 6th. They're calling them on their cell phone saying, where are you? Now you've got Kaufman, who came loaded for bear and was who knows where on January 6th. Who knows what he brought it for, what he thought the operation was. Is he a confidential informant? Is he a cooperating defendant or witness? Is he a source of information? Is he an approved Tier 1 or Tier 2 otherwise illegal activity individual at the Capitol that day? It's a really sordid set of characters when you start digging into what is currently available. And in Kaufman's case, what tweaked me so bad yesterday is DOJ already struck a plea deal with the guy to cut this whole thing off from any further public viewing.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break yet again. Tell everybody how to find the book.
2ampatriot.com.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democrats are pretty much in total disarray.
Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy, as the Democratic infighting continues, the senator continues on Fox News.
President Biden is sort of like Kevin Bacon at the end of Animal House when people are stampeding him and he's saying, calm down, be calm, everything's under control.
Meanwhile, President Biden, after spending some time on Capitol Hill Thursday, says there is framework in place for a deal.
It's a framework that will create millions of jobs, grow the economy, invest in our nation and our people.
Biden outlining a revamp bill in a White House speech covering $1.7 trillion in spending. This as Bernie Sanders and other progressive Democrats say no to that current framework. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Taiwan's president is confirming a United States military presence in her country.
Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen reported Thursday that a small number of American troops are on the island for training purposes, and she has faith the United States would defend the democracy against a Chinese military attack. When asked how many U.S. military personnel were on the island, Tsai responded by saying, "Not as many as people thought." This is the first time the presence of U.S. troops on the self-governing island was announced since the last U.S. garrison left in 1979. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The NFL will require teams to interview more minority candidates for top positions. The league's new rule says at least two minorities from outside the organization must be interviewed for coordinator roles, which include offense, defense, and special teams. The same rule will apply for open general manager and executive vice president of football operations roles. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Right now, I've been talking to Paloma Capana, attorney at law. She is so blown away by the stuff she's discovering that she has gotten away from being the demure, proper young lady that I know her to be. So, I have one question for you. Sorry, this pattern I'm seeing here. You know, I was reading during the height of Antifa and the BLM riots how we would see these individual rioters, we'd see them in Cleveland or we would see them in Washington or in Seattle or in Portland. We'd see these guys going around and moving around and migrating from spot to spot, which sort of sounds like what you're describing, because it sounds like you got these roving bands of FBI informants who are, I guess they're being allowed to operate semi-autonomously as long as they keep everybody in the loop and, fulfill that mission. But were those people, those Antifa, do you think maybe there might have been a tie-in for that, since there seems to be a similarity in the way they moved about the United States to ply their trade?
I don't see any connection there
yet.
But
if it pops up, just remember I said it first, okay? Anyway.
Yes, absolutely. Part of what concerns me, and I think The Intercept has really done the best job of consistently covering it for a period of years, post roughly 2012, 2014, is the question of just how many confidential informants does the FBI have? And funnily enough, I bumped into and met for the first time at a political meeting here locally recently, a man who says he's retired from the State Department. And he said, well, you know, how many confidential FBI agents do you think that there are? And so I gave him the latest reliable figure that I had quoted. And he said, you're under by half. Right? He said, you know, it's in the neighborhood of 65,000. Now, to my way of looking at the world, that's not the way to run an intelligence agency. you can't have 65,000 people just randomly being used by the FBI. It's beyond sweatshop, first of all. And second of all, what kind of training are you doing? What kind of coordination are you able to use? Do the handlers even talk to each other? I reported last week on a scenario where Jeremy Michael Brown is in a car driving up from Florida, and in the car with him is one of these defendants who has been tagged as being an oath keeper, but who has already settled. And he reports on Jeremy Michael Brown, who was already being handled by the FBI. That's how poorly these operations were actually executing going into January 6th. We knew already from New York Times reporting that dozens of people on the no-fly list were being called by their FBI handlers saying, "You don't come into town for January 6th. You know, please don't come. Please don't come." So I think that what is very clearly developing is this confluence of factors that the FBI and, if you will, the Second Amendment slash militia slash go further downstream to the right as you will, have been in a little bit this two race cars on a closed road drag racing with the drivers growling at each other, you know, looking sideways, revving their engines. And I think what you're looking at from January 6th is just the mess that kind of egomania managed to create. I mean, let's face it, the Capitol is like an ultimate symbol for everybody. The FBI wants to be the LEO that gets all the adulation and has all the girls and has, you know, their fit guys with their graduate degrees and their handy-dandy handgun. They don't care for the level of criticism, quite frankly, that Republicans to conservatives, that the right has been leveling at things like border patrol issues, immigration issues, safety in the street issues, BLM issues, free zones, whatever that means, defunding the police, no police. So to my way of looking at the world, I'm not as concerned whether there was or wasn't an Antifa presence literally at the Capitol January 6th. That simply is a boogeyman that was part of the confluence that brought the disagreement of Republicans and conservatives with this ever-rotating in and out of one administration's a Democrat. 4 years later, we've got a Republican. One is going to be a bear. One is going to be a flower. It's simply too inconsistent, and I think that the political results you're starting to see now, the issues we are raising are valid political issues, policy issues, national security issues. And if they don't actually get handled properly in Washington, you're just going to see this tug of war between the FBI and the American public. And on the left, whoever is motivating it, and the FBI as well.
So people on the no-fly list are FBI informants.
Or cooperating defendants or witnesses, people like the four oath keepers who have hit plea deals where paragraph 9 of their 13-page plea deal says we will be confidential informants for the FBI.
Now, is the no-fly list publicized? Is it published? Can we see the no-fly list?
No, absolutely not. No. Mm-mm. No. And what we know from my casework, having represented the plaintiffs in Robinson versus Sessions, every single time you fill out a 4473, you are checked against the TSDB, the Terrorist Screening Database. The no-fly is a subset of the TSDB. So every single time we lawfully purchase a firearm, we are under investigation for being a terrorist, simply by virtue of purchasing a firearm.
Well, I have noticed here lately, the last few guns I have bought, they've had computer, that's computerized, right?
Yes.
Now, I have a concealed carry permit here in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And in South Carolina, with concealed carry permit, you're not supposed to go through a background check. So you fill out the 4473, and then you go, you pay your whatever fee it is or your price, and you walk out the door. With these computerized 4473s, there's always a wait.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what this is?
Well, you do know that gun sales are radically up.
Yeah.
Now, the ATF does publish monthly those numbers, and annually when it puts out its quality assurance reports, it does say exactly how many split seconds it takes for the average background check.
Right.
But if it's getting longer and you're starting to get a delay, you're starting to get we need 3 days to figure this out, Mr. Friday, then it may be time to at the least request a unique identification number. You don't have a hugely unique name, so, that can be another part of it. But we do have to worry about your content. We do have to worry at some point if the FBI tag you.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break and everything. They can worry about that part. Mm-hmm. They can worry about that. I'm not worried about it. It's the metadata.
Every time they say deny and you say, what just happened?
We'll discuss that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we have been speaking with Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. She's been revealing some very interesting stuff, some very eye-opening stuff. And but we just had come to a point where she was posing a question and about what would happen the first time that I got turned down. That would only happen one time, Paloma. I would, because of what I do, I know a few people, like, attorneys general and stuff like that, and I would have somebody take a cursory look as to what was up, mm-hmm. and then I'm probably out of here.
Out of the U.S. or off the air?
Well, no, I would probably just go dark.
Oh. Well, that would be unfortunate, so let's not get to there.
Well, I mean, here's what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. I would take that as as one of those pivotal moments where they're starting to do this, because that would be against the law. And I know they do a lot of stuff that's already against the law. I'm not that naive. I do get it. I understand the nature of this beast. But by the same token, when they start doing it out in public like they, I mean, and they've gotten quite, they're not as bashful as they used to be, are they?
Right. And so that's really where I come into this whole thing, is attorney and policy analyst is really sort of what the credential spectrum is for me, because the question I am always asking is, what does this have to do with our future? How is this going to shape the law as it applies to us, and most especially to activists? Second Amendment activists happen to be my favorite, but activists, all activists. And I think that we are at one of those pivotal moments, not only concerning the Molotov man, Lonnie Kaufman, but also, let me give you a throwback to a show that you and I did last year when the pandemic was much more active, Rouge Ramen. I kept talking about Daga girls, girls angry, getting angrier. And a Rouge Ramen is a New York City, was a New York City attorney who threw a lit Molotov cocktail into a parked and thankfully empty police car in New York City during the height of that unrest. Well, interestingly enough, she's also gotten a plea deal that we expect to be announced any day. So it's going to be interesting once DOJ puts a Kaufman's plea deal, which, by the way, they've had extensions on actually publishing since May, and Rahman's deal, which will also be public, that was announced October 8th. So I'm looking forward to seeing what we can glean from that, because it's a little bit more, I think, what the general audience is looking for. They want to understand, well, what's happening on the left compared to what's happening on the right. Except that in the case of Kaufman, we do have this apparent history of 7 years with the FBI. And so I am still asking quite a number of questions about, is this how we want the FBI functioning? Should they really be out there actively recruiting this many Americans? How many people's lives are they ruining? What kind of mess? We had Fast and Furious already, Michigan governor. Now I think we're looking at January 6th going in that same bucket. And at the end of the day, who the hell, oop, there I go again, I'm sorry. It's just really been one of those powerful weeks for truth finding. Who is actually supervising the FBI and the direction that they are taking? Have they gotten out of control? Does the president still have any control? The chatter is consistently, oh, these rich people out in the atmosphere. And capitalism in a democracy is absolutely a prong of the analysis that has to be conducted all the time, concurrently with politics. But in this particular case of January 6th, we know we have massive problems at the United States Department of Justice. We know that they are down a bad path. We know that they are not conducting themselves ethically and in conformance with what attorneys, let alone prosecutors, should be doing. And I've held as long as I could, but this week for me was, I can't defend the FBI any further concerning January 6th. Like, Christopher Wray is like my age, and I feel like just walking up to his door and knocking on the door and saying, listen, you and me, we got to have a minute together. You grew up in the 80s, too. Let's play a little Wang Chung. Let's sit down, because you got to get a grip on your people. You cannot allow an agency to be not only ruining lives of individual Americans, but potentially ripping this country apart.
Well, I mean,
Christopher Wray is listening.
No. I mean, Christopher Wray, I look at him and I don't really see him as some sort of a mastermind. He just sort of a...
No, definitely not. I found his testimony compelling. I found it fairly honest. I think that the end of February, early March, few days there, congressional hearings are the only valid hearings that have been conducted this year. I liked now, hearing from Jill Sanborn, one of his assistant directors. I liked hearing from Smolva over on the intelligence side of the fence. You know, it struck me as a not bad team. But the balance of the evidence has swung away from a good finding on the FBI concerning January 6th.
Well, here's the question I have then. Have you been watching any of the hearings with Merrick Garland up there?
Yes.
Well, I mean, he looks thoroughly confused as to the vitriol he's getting fed by the Republicans, sort of like he's not prepared for this at all. And is this a swing in the other direction? Is something happening now to where we're all looking around and they're like, oh, okay, this has gone too far. Now we got to do something? Or is this all a show? I mean, what we got going on here?
If we come down to one Q&A with Garland, it was the question, and I do apologize, I forget who posed it, how many FBI agents were at the Capitol on January 6th, and he wasn't going to answer that. And as an American, as an attorney, as someone with great faith and trust in the judicial branch, at least, right, that was his minute to shine. That was the opportunity to come clean. You don't have to compromise individual agents. You don't have to give names. You don't have to hold up the photographs. But that was your opportunity to come clean and get ahead of where this freight train that I'm on. And I'm not the only person on it. I'm just a bit ahead of the pack.
Right.
I shovel more coal into my engine, right, at night. That was his opportunity to get ahead of where this is going. Because if this gets to the station before he gets a grip on it and starts to present his case to the American people to try to persuade us why what they did was justified and They did not understand the level of pent-up anger and frustration in whatever segments of the population they want to define it as. Where are we going with this agency? How will it ever have the trust and the faith of the American people after what happened on January 6th? Ashley Babbitt is dead. Somebody is ultimately going to have to account for what set things in motion, at least as concerns her.
Yep. Well, we're going to have to reconvene next week and continue on with that, because I know you had done some stuff regarding Ashley Babbitt. But anyway, before we run out of time again, tell everybody how to find at least whatever is part one of this book.
2ampatriot.com. The book gives you the framework to continue analyzing everything that comes in from now to the finish line.
Very compelling reading. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Bill, and thank you to the listeners of Lock and Load.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. When we get back, it's just going to be me and you, and we'll just continue. We'll just rant ourselves just for the sake of getting that off of our chest, shall we? This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.